Along Istanbul's shoreline, some of the world's largest ships filled with oil or liquefied natural gas pass through the Bosphorus Strait. The waterway is a treacherous and busy trade route which links the Black Sea to the rest of the world. This summer, tanker traffic through the Bosphorus is set to increase dramatically when a new pipeline opens, carrying oil from the energy-rich nations surrounding the Caspian Sea to a Black Sea port in Russia. The Turkish government opposes the project, but for more than environmental reasons. At stake is control of some of the world's most important energy reserves and a key U.S. foreign policy initiative. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Environmental activists and others protesting in small boats on the Bosphorus waterway. They were trying to block one of the world's largest supertankers, but the vessel managed to elude them, passing through the strait in pre-dawn darkness. On average, 6 supertankers pass through the Bosphorus every day. The 20-mile-long strait, which narrows to less than 2,000 feet, is one of the most dangerous waterways in the world, with treacherous rip currents. But even though the waterway is Turkish, its use is governed by the 65-year-old Montreux Convention. That accord guarantees freedom of access to all ships carrying any commercial cargo. Whatever the vessel's condition or age, its captain isn't even obliged to use a pilot. The prospect of additional tanker traffic from Russia's Black Sea terminal at Novorossiysk is causing deep concern here. Dr. Gün Kurt teaches at Istanbul's Bosphorus University.
It's a constant increase up until it would reach the maximum limit of oil production in the area, which is calculated to be 100 million tons a year. Now, as of today, the Bosphorus carry about 30 million tons of oil every year. So on the average, we would talk about something like multiplying the existing traffic by 4. And I mean, Istanbul has a population which is about 10 million. This is a city of 10 million divided into 2 neatly by the strait. And then any accident that would happen in the strait would immediately have an impact on both sides of the strait itself, that is, the 2 parts of the city.
As an alternative to increasing traffic through the Bosphorus, the Turkish government favors a pipeline that would run from Baku, at the heart of the Caspian oil-producing region, through Georgia to the Turkish Mediterranean port of Ceyhan. That route would not only save the Bosphorus, but would also break Russia's monopoly on distribution of the Caspian energy reserves. The US strongly backs the Baku-Ceyhan route, seeing it as an important step in strengthening the independence of the energy-rich former Soviet states. But the catch is, it isn't cheap. The price tag for the 1,100-mile-long pipeline is put at $2.7 billion. Andrei Borovov of the Russian embassy in Turkey says the Bosphorus is capable of handling additional tankers from Russia's Black Sea terminal. Borovov says money, not politics, should dictate the distribution route of the oil.
According to our experts, there's more capacity in the straits, and Turkey is obliged by international law to allow any ship, whatever its cargo, to use it at any time. The Novorossiysk pipeline is the cheapest way of distributing oil using the straits, and that should be the criteria that we should use on deciding how to distribute. There are certain circles in Turkey which may use environmental concerns about the strait to block distribution of oil from the pipeline, but the continuing freedom of access to the straits is a priority for Russian foreign policy.
As a concession to safety, the Russians have agreed to use only double-hulled tankers by the end of the decade. Talks between Russia and Turkey are continuing on other safety measures for the Bosphorus. However, Turkish Foreign Minister İsmail Cem at a recent press conference said Turkey's proposed Baku-Ceyhan pipeline isn't only strategically advantageous, but also economically, because the cheaper Russian alternative isn't going to happen.
Baku-Ceyhan is a very strong strategic dimension. But it has an economic dimension as well. And I have said time and again, and it's, I don't speak only on my behalf, by saying that we will not turn the Turkish channels into pipelines. I mean, this is out of question. We shall not. And therefore, Baku-Ceyhan economically is a very strong option.
Turkey's hardline stance on the safety of the Bosphorus is viewed with some skepticism by the Russians. The bottom line for many analysts is that there is only enough oil in the Caspian region to support one pipeline. If the Russian route from the Black Sea through the Bosphorus can handle the additional traffic, oil companies are not likely to shell out for the multi-billion dollar alternative anytime soon, whatever the wishes of the State Department and the Turkish government. Many people here in Istanbul say that means that they will be forced to play Russian roulette with some of the world's largest supertankers. For NPR News, this is Dorian Jones in Istanbul.